Audio file lesson 41. Elisha. The message: God uses various people as instruments to continue his work and equips them for this purpose. The Bible text: 2 Kings chapter 2 verses 1 to 18. The story: it was time for the Lord to take Elijah to heaven by a whirlwind. As Elijah and Elisha were leaving a place called Gilgal, Elijah asked his people to stay there. He then said, "The Lord wants me to go to Bethel." Elisha replied, "I swear by my faithfulness to the living Lord and to you that I will not leave you." When they arrived at Bethel, many of the other prophets crowded around them. They asked Elisha, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take Elijah away from you today?" Elisha replied, "Yes, I know." Once again, Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here. The Lord wants me to go to Jericho." And again, Elisha replied, "I swear by my loyalty to the living Lord and to you that I will not leave you." They went to Jericho. Once again, some of the prophets came up to Elisha and asked him, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take Elijah away from you today?" Elisha replied, "Yes, I know." And again, Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here. The Lord wants me to go to Jordan." Once again, Elisha replied, "I swear by my faithfulness to the living Lord and to you, I will not leave you." 50 prophets watched Elijah and Elisha as they stood on the banks of the Jordan. Then Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up and struck the water. The waters divided and they were able to cross the river on dry land. When they reached the other shore, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I should do for you before I am taken away." Elisha asked him, "Please give me a double portion of your spirit." Elijah replied, "You have asked for something difficult. If you can see me as I am taken away, then your request will be fulfilled." They continued on talking together. Then a flaming chariot with fiery horses appeared and a whirlwind took Elijah up to heaven. Elisha saw it. When he could no longer see Elijah, he ripped his clothes into pieces. He picked up Elijah's cloak and returned to the River Jordan. He struck the water with the cloak, just as Elijah had done. Elisha said, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" The water divided so that he could walk through. The other prophet standing on the opposite bank saw this and said, "Elijah's spirit is now with Elisha." The prophets walked towards Elisha. They fell down before him because they knew that he was the successor of Elijah. For 3 days, 50 men searched for Elijah, but they could not find him. Suggestions for the teacher. Show the pictures to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what they may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise or fancy dresses and additional materials like a cloak or a bowl of water. Sing with the children an appropriate song like "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot." Lesson instructions. Discuss with the children. Why do you think Elisha wants to go with Elijah, even though he asks him to stay behind? Possible answers include: Elisha is asking Elijah to give him what he needs to continue God's work. What does Elisha ask Elijah? Possible answers include: please give me a double portion of your spirit. How does Elijah disappear? Possible answers include: a chariot with fiery horses appeared and took Elijah up to heaven. What miracle happens then? Possible answers include: Elisha strikes the water with the cloak, just as Elijah had done. Have the children repeat: Elisha continued God's work after Elijah. If a person can no longer be active, God elects another to his work. Real-life application. Explain the following. What happens after a minister retires? Possible answers include: God needed someone else to continue his work. Who chooses him? Possible explanations include, God, he equips him with what he needs. And finally, the message again. God uses various people as instruments to continue his work. He equips them for this purpose.